Hi, good morning. I hope your weekend is off to a wonderful start, because mine is not. And why not? Well, I look forward to the weekend for many reasons, including the chance to have a nice, leisurely breakfast. I don't have to rush around and eat quickly and get ready for work. I like to relax. So on the weekends, I'd love to have spam, eggs, and rice for breakfast. Maybe a cinnamon roll on the side. But do you know what I had this morning? Oatmeal. Now, why am I telling you all this? Well, because I'm hungry. And I can't have what I want because I have to be careful of what I eat. I have to watch my intake of starch. And I'm told too much rice is not good for me. My doctor says I should try to stay away from rice altogether, or at least eat brown rice instead, because brown rice is healthier. It's hard, but I'm trying. So you know what I do? I get my bowl of rice. I sprinkle shoyu all over. I mix it up, and ho, brown rice. And you know what? It tastes even better than plain white rice. Brown rice is delicious. Now, because I'm not supposed to have rice, guess what? I think about rice a lot. It's constantly on my mind. I see connections to rice where they don't exist or in the most unlikely places. For example, watching NFL football, I think, you know who was the best receiver of all time? Jerry Rice. And recently, I went to a birthday party, and do you know what the boy's name was? Ricen. Are his siblings named Eggs Sausage? Right? I see rice everywhere. Even in religion. The Buddha is a musubi. At least that is the image that comes to mind when I think of the Enlightened One sitting in meditation under the Bodhi tree, with legs crossed and hands placed on his lap, one on the other. The seated figure is a musubi-like triangle shape. A robe wraps around his body like a piece of nori. Eyes half closed, with an ever so subtle smile on his lips, it's difficult to know what he's thinking about. Like the filling inside a musubi, hidden from plain view. Is it salmon, kombu, tuna? The emphasis of the seated Buddha is what we can't fully see, the mind within. But what's on the inside is as important as what is on the outside. Moreover, just as there are three essential parts to the musubi, rice, filling, and nori, there are three interconnecting sides to Buddhism, known as the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. I think of the Buddha as the rice, the Dharma, his teachings, as the filling, and the Sangha, the community of followers, as the nori. Rice is imported and exported all over, and in different places, there are different kinds of rice, short grain, long grain, jasmine, basmati, for example. Buddhism is like this too. Different Buddhists worship different Buddhas. And just as there are different kinds of fillings in a musubi, there are different kinds of teachings in different kinds of Buddhisms. Four Noble Truths, 48 Vows of Amida, impermanence. Now, some musubi have a dry, crisp nori separated by a plastic sleeve, while others have a moistened nori that clings to the rice. So too, the Buddha Sangha differs from place to place. Some emphasize monasteries and celibate monks and nuns, while other sanghas are led by married ministers and lay followers. All these differences are fine. Buddhism is the first world religion. It's not the oldest religion in the world, because Judaism and Hinduism, for example, are older. But Buddhism is the first religion to transcend geographical, cultural, and ethnic boundaries. Now, Buddhism began in India in the 5th century BCE, but achieved greater success beyond its birthplace when it traveled to Sri Lanka, China, Southeast Asia, Korea, Japan, Tibet, and elsewhere. Moreover, wherever Buddhism traveled to, their religion interacted with the local culture and indigenous religious tradition, creating new and distinctive forms of Buddhism in each place. Sort of like the musubi. I love eating musubi, But my doctor says I have to watch my weight. So I've been watching my weight go up. Actually, it's difficult because my bathroom scale doesn't work. It's 11 pounds off. I know this because the weight I see when I step on the scale does not match the image I have of myself. In fact, my bathroom mirror is defective too. When I look into it, I see white hairs popping out. I see a person getting old. I see a person falling out of shape. My wife tries to console me by telling me I'm still in shape because oval is a shape. Oval is a shape. The musubi in Hawaii and its shape has changed too, into something different from what it was in Japan. To begin with, what we in Hawaii know as musubi is referred to as omusubi in parts of Japan. The O in front of musubi is an honorific prefix in Japanese. We don't show the musubi the same level of respect in Hawaii. We disregard the traditional Japanese shapes of the omusubi, round, triangular, or cylindrical, and turn out rectangle rice bricks instead. We even split the musubi into two, making it almost like a rice sandwich. And we don't use Japanese short green rice, but use medium green rice or whatever's on sale. The traditional Japanese omusubi is often nearly engulfed by nori, with only snippets of rice peeping out from the corners. The good stuff, ume, katsuoboshi, mentaiko, and other filling, is kept enclosed and hidden. The traditional Japanese omusubi is reserved and subtle, like Buddhism. The local spam musubi, on the other hand, is bold and brash. It reminds me of Christ crucified, or at least in the way that he is depicted in some churches, with his body and passion exposed for all to see. Only a loincloth provides him with a degree of modesty. The meaty spam, too, in all its cholesterol-busting, saturated fat, and sodium-laden glory, reclines unabashedly on the top of a block of rice, held in place only by a nori thong. It is unrepentant and mocks our efforts to eat healthy, kind of like the criminal hanging next to Christ, who ridiculed the Savior's innocence. If sexy is what you hide, and pornography is what you expose and exploit, the Japanese omusubi is sexy, while the local spam version is musubi porn. And yet, perhaps it's time for local Buddhist groups interested in widening their appeal to look to the spam musubi for insight and guidance. Like the spam musubi, Buddhist groups might consider changing their shape into something local people can easily form on their own. And instead of subtly placing delicacies in the middle of the musubi, where it is hidden from plain view, place the good stuff on the outside for everyone to see. In other words, transform fillings into toppings. Now, this may already be happening in some Buddhist groups. In the past, the Buddhist teaching of emptiness was difficult to fathom, except by those with profound understanding inside the religion. But emptiness is now being filled with mindfulness. What is more, mindfulness is being moved to the forefront of the religion for all to see. The Buddhist practice of mindfulness is now tied to all sorts of products and has become an effective marketing tool that has opened Buddhism to those outside the religion not familiar with its traditional forms. In short, the omusubi is becoming its spam version. Yet, even the musubi has an expiration date. It needs to be consumed, and more need to be produced, perhaps with different fillings or toppings. The spam musubi is evolving too. I've seen an over-the-top spam, bacon, egg, avocado musubi. The nori strains to contain this obese musubi, like the waistband of underwear too small that hides and exposes at the same time. Perhaps Buddhism has an expiration date too. Maybe newer forms, filled or topped with local favorites, will be created, causing some Buddhists to blush and others to leer. Thank you for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.